it's okay to lead from behind, which yes. means saying, who needs me to champion them right now in this season of their yeah. lives? Not who can I get in front of to get attention from, but who can I get behind?
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hey, fourth chair friends, we are back with you this week to talk about influence. And that can sound like a fancy word, but it really just means making a difference. And we have engaged with you a lot in our Facebook group and other ways. And we know that you are people who care about making a difference. And yet sometimes that can feel big and overwhelming, especially right now. So we want to talk about what that really means and how you are probably already doing it a lot more than you know.
Oh, I can't wait for this conversation. Today's confession question is, who's someone who has truly influenced your life?
I was thinking about this. I've had many people that who have invested in me. But when I was in youth ministry, my youth pastors knew that I was called into the ministry, and they took me aside and they spent more time with me. They discipled me. They gave me assignments. And it was like they were just making really big deposits in my life that have lasted a lifetime. But they believed in me. And I'll never forget that, because they took extra time, and they didn't do that with everybody, but just taking that time and spending time to invest in me personally just really stuck with me and just made me know that, look, I've got this future and something that I have to look forward to, and someone else believes in me. So yeah. It meant so much.
And Jennifer, did you have that outside of church at that time?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we just had extra time. They took me to an extra camp,
but I meant at home. Did you have it at home?
You know, I think that it was, my mom was a working mom, so she was always working, but like when I needed her to do something, she was always
your
there.
Mom's great.
Oh yeah, she's amazing. So, but I think that intentional time, when you have someone who is a working mom and they're so spent, you kind of need someone to tap out, you know, and fill in. And that's what they did. Yeah. They really did.
The reason I asked that is I didn't have it at home at that time. And so like, as you're saying that, I remember the kind of the same thing, and that's not going to be my answer, but I do remember, like, at home, we weren't believers. I didn't know about Christ. I didn't have any clue of what God could do in my life. And so those individuals pouring into me, like, they changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah. Well, and I think that I'm a 4 on the Enneagram, so I'm kind of like the unicorn. So creative, and always felt misunderstood my whole life. So I would definitely say these people like stepped into my life and made me feel a little bit more known.
That's
instead
awesome.
Of misunderstood. Like, you know, because I think that my family would kind of look at me like, who is this person? You know, because they didn't have a lot of those traits. So it just made me feel like someone else identified with me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I have a friend, her name is Pam, and she has influenced my life at this stage of my life, which I really love. Like, I feel like I like to watch her with people. Because number one, she's about 4 foot nothing. She may hit 5 foot, but just barely. And yet she has this big influence on people, because I'll watch her and I think when they walk away, I think you just got Pammed, because Pam will see them and she somehow hones in to where they're at right at that moment. And she can love them so well that they don't even see it coming, and they walk away better because of an encounter with her. Mm-hmm. So watching her love people has influenced me to think, do I take the time to truly see the person in front of me, put any agenda aside, and is there an impact afterwards? So she's been a huge influence on my life as a friend.
I love that.
Yeah, and I thought about my grandpa Holly, who had a Christian bookstore when I was growing up, inspired me to be a writer, but he was also great with people. And when I was 16, he started taking me out for breakfast dates and would just spend intentional time with me and ask me how things were going. We lived hours apart, but when we were together, we did that. But he was great with other people, too. I remember the last time that we got to have breakfast together, he was in his 90s and he was also a Gideon. Wow. So distributed, you know, Bibles, and he would always carry a little Gideon Bible in his front shirt pocket. And we had not been to this Denny's for a year. And he had given our waitress a little Bible last time we had been there. And we walked in that door and there she was. And she said, Mr. Holly, you came back, and ran over and gave him this big hug, pulls out this little tattered Bible that she's had tucked in her apron for a year, and says, I've read this every day since you gave it to me. And I remember asking him one time, what's the secret to success? And he said, just love all the people. And that's how we lived. And I think that's a big part of why we wanted to have this conversation, because we live in a culture that confuses visibility with value and so attention with having an impact. And yet, over and over, when I ask people who are the most influential people in your life, I hear answers like we just gave.
Yeah.
It's not about who is the most visibly successful. It's about who has taken the time to make us successful.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that's something we need to know right now, when a lot of us aren't able to do everything we wish we could.
Yeah.
And that can make us question, am I making a difference? And the answer is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it gives us permission to put down things that we think are good things, but not necessarily God things, you know, because I think about this. I think about the woman who right now is just juggling, you know, and somebody comes in to add one more ball, and the pressure there is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because I want to be an influence. I want to be a world changer. But I think what you just gave us permission to do is to put down those balls that aren't necessarily from God and not necessarily in our wheelhouse, and be able to say, man, this in itself is exactly where God wants me to be, and it matters.
Yeah.
And thinking like, what's going to help us influence others? Each one of you in this room have a gift of mentoring. I've seen you like take people under your wing and just be with them. So how are you intentional about your people? Is that right now just your circle at home because of COVID? How are you influencing people right now in a time where we're kind of isolated?
Well, God's plan for each of us has not gone away. And I need you to hear that right now, is that in this uncertain time, the things that he's instilled in you, the dreams that he's poured over you, the plans that he has for you have not gone away. They're just going to look different right now. And so the way that I might influence somebody may be a phone conversation. In our last episode, I talked about some together conversations I've been having on my YouTube channel. And they started out as something I was doing as part of ministry to give out to others. And then I realized, my word, like in each of these conversations afterward, I'm filled up. She's filled up. Something really spectacular has happened here in just a simple conversation. And so what plan, what ministry, what giftings has God placed inside of you? And how might you creatively use those in a little different way during this season?
I think focusing on quality over quantity, you know, and that's a big thing. I think we've been talking a lot about introverts and extroverts. And I think especially for introverts, you can say, I don't have the typical like leader, big, loud personality. Like, can I still lead? Well, all the research says yes. That introverts and extroverts perform equally well in leadership roles. Just sometimes it looks different. And so I think often for me, remembering that it's okay to lead from behind, which means saying, who needs me to champion them right now in this season of their lives? Not who can I get in front of to get attention from, but who can I get behind?
Yeah. Don't you feel like that's that pressure though right now, like with social media and, you know, I have to have this many hits or I have to, and especially I look at those coming up, the generation coming up behind us. I will have littles, my littles look at me and say, how many likes do you have on that? And I try to say to them, because this is not, I'm not doing what I'm doing for likes. I'm not doing this so that I can be followed. I'm doing this because I'm following Jesus. And, you know, there's a pressure that's on from a really young age now to be an influence. But we're talking about genuine influence.
Which means loving people, you know, and that's a big aha I had when I looked at, because I sometimes worried, like, if I'm an introvert, do I love people as much? And then I looked at scripture and there's no quantity specified anywhere.
No.
Everything is about quality. Like 1 Corinthians 13 is the love chapter. Love is patient. Love is kind. Well, those are all things that are about how you treat the person in front of you in that moment. Yeah. Or people. Sometimes there's more than one person in front of you. But it's not about popularity.
No.
It's about personal behavior.
Yeah.
And so we can do this math. At least I came to my head that the more people in my life equals I'm a more loving person. But that just flat out isn't biblical.
No.
You know, it just isn't. And so if there's someone listening saying, my circle right now is small because of all the restrictions and, you know, that is absolutely okay. You're just as loving. You're just as impactful. You're just as much making a difference as if you had 1,000 people in your house right now.
Yeah.
And so just making that mindset switch of it's not about measuring. It's about making a difference to one person at a time.
Yeah. Well, and the word influence, Holly, how would you define that word? I know you define it as loving people, but to influence somebody means that there's some kind of a shift, right?
I think impacting people in a positive way. Yeah. And really, we all influence all the time. It's just a matter of whether it's for better or worse.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's
you know,
good.
Even
that's
our
good.
Brains are wired in a way where we have what are called mirror neurons. Then whenever we engage with a person, we literally kind of sync up with them like you would two computers. And we can't help it. It happens automatically. And so just our presence, like you talked about, Pam, how we treat people, how we express value to them, if we're fully engaged or not, all of that influences them without even saying a word and vice versa, which is why sometimes we need boundaries in our lives and other things we talked about on the podcast.
Yes.
But so I think knowing we are influencing, it's not a whether we are or not. It's just what that looks like.
Yeah. Something Jennifer said one time really just stuck with me. And Jennifer, we were talking about taking a seat, that we all have a seat in this thing that we call life and ministry and loving people. But Jennifer, you said something. I said, we need to pull out a chair for others so that they could have a seat. But Jennifer said, well, let's take that a step further. I don't know if you remember this. She said, I'm willing to give up my seat.
Yes.
If it means that somebody who's outside that circle can come in and take a seat. And I thought, that's influence. Mm. That's powerful.
Yeah.
I'm really, really a very loving person, but I'm also can be shy. There's a shy side of me. You guys don't see that. But one of the biggest compliments that has ever been given to me was by my sister, who we fought like cats and dogs when we were growing up. But she was talking to my niece and she said, Jennifer makes people feel loved and seen. And I was like, what in the world? But it's just about like in that moment, paying attention to them.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's influence in the moment and just paying attention and being like, you're the most important person in the room.
Yeah.
And that just kind of gets me out of the way. And it lets me know this is how I want to influence someone. And that's just loving them well by, you know, making myself not a priority, the person is the priority.
Yeah.
I think that's a great distinction that influence isn't about getting attention, it's about paying attention.
Yes. Oh, that's huge. Yeah. And that's what I hear all through this conversation is that, you know, when we hear influencer, you know, there's this spotlight suddenly on that person. But in this conversation, genuine influence is that the spotlight is on the person standing in front of you. The spotlight is on that person in the back seat who doesn't know how to move to the next seat to find a place. That's a really beautiful distinction.
And I think that's the model Jesus gives us.
It is the model Jesus gives us.
He was born in an obscure little town. He picked people most wouldn't to be his disciples. He invested deeply in a few. And then those went on to impact others who impacted others. And so I think that's the invitation that we have, that we are invited to invest deeply into those God entrusts to us. And then believe that he will multiply that in the ways that need to happen to fulfill his plan. So what does this look like from a practical perspective? If someone is dealing with all the overwhelming things in our world right now, as we all are, and saying, I know there's a lot going on in my life right now, but I really want to make sure that today I am making a difference. I am having an influence. What's one small step that someone can take?
I think that we overcomplicate it. Especially in our world today, we overcomplicate, but like break it down to what really matters and just reach out to someone, call someone. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be the deepest conversation, but just say, I was thinking about you today and I wanted to check in to see how you're doing. Just that simple call is like a step that we could take to really connect with someone.
Yeah. I have a friend who is going through a similar path that Richard and I went through several months ago. And she has found out she has cancer. And then her husband is actually today having open heart surgery. And I was really praying about, because I know what that feels like. And I was like, Lord, how can I be with her and for her? And anyway, I went to her house the other day to drop something off. And I noticed that she didn't have mulch in her flower bed. She had all of the black plastic laid down, but no mulch. And so I sent her a message and I said, hey, sis, could I mulch your flower bed this weekend? And she and her husband both called on speakerphone and said, you don't understand. We walk past that every day and feel heaviness over the fact that we have a half-finished project and we've been hit so hard, neither one of us can do this. And we were praying about it and you texted and said, hey, can I mulch your flower bed? It is amazing the things that we can do that are not going to have a spotlight on them, that are so small and insignificant, really, on paper. And yet God can use them to influence somebody spiritually, emotionally, to say, I have been taken care of today by you, God, in this matter that nobody else sees. So never, ever, ever underestimate the influence that you have. There is no act too small. There is no encouragement too small. God uses it all.
Yeah. And I think the same's true when it's a cause that we want to come alongside.
Yes.
You know, I think there are a lot of big, important things happening in our world right now. Yes. And a lot of us are saying, how do I help?
Yes.
And it can feel overwhelming when we think about it on a big scale. But if we can say, all right, this is the issue I feel passionate about and called to, who's one individual engaged in this cause that I can come alongside?
Yes.
To encourage, or what's the version of doing
that? Hold their arms up.
Yes. Hold their arms up. Do the mulch for them, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
That might be stuffing envelopes or, you know, whatever it is. But I think just taking issues down to the level of individuals and saying, who is already fighting hard in this way and how can I come alongside them and hold up their arms? So small is the new big.
Yes. All right. So next episode, we are talking about getting back up is winning.
So we want to share a couple of resources with you today. Last month, I released a book called Joy Keeper, 6 Surprising Truths That Change Everything You Thought You Knew About Joy. And in chapter 6, it's called Take Your Seat. And I want you to know that whatever it is that has come your way in this season, God's plan for you has not changed. And not only is there a seat for you and that plan is still unfolding but your influence can help another find her path too.
And I have a book coming out called The Powerful Purpose of Introverts, Why the World Needs You to Be You. So if you are someone who's a bit more introverted and have ever questioned your ability to lead or influence, then I would love for you to have a copy of that because it will tell you how you are exactly who you need to be to make the difference that God has created you to. So all of you out there, we know that you are loving well and working hard and pushing through and serving in the ways you can. Special shout out to all the teachers and other people,
yes,
whether you are teaching your kids at home or you're teaching kiddos at school. Special shout out to you this week as all of that is happening. Mm-hmm. And we are for you and you are making a difference.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.